Garth Brooks is America's most powerful concert force. He's the number one selling solo artist in U.S. history, and it's been 17 years since he's been in Fargo, but that's all changing on May 7th when he returns. Garth, we are so excited.
Thank you, man. I got to tell you, we are excited. You know, when this tour kicked off, Chicago, that went from one show to 11. St. Paul, Minneapolis went to 1 to 11, so the tour schedule kind of got thrown out because there was no way we were going to get to see all the cities at this pace. And so the big requirement began, okay, just tell me the cities you had the most fun in last time. And that's kind of what picked the tour schedule for this. And Fargo, when you think about it, that big old dome, that's a lot of place to have a lot of fun.
So tickets for your May 7th show go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. And there's only two places to buy tickets, online at fargodome.com/Garth or 844-4-GARTH-B.
I got to tell you, man, that place is a barn. So I can't imagine anybody that doesn't want a ticket not getting one. But yeah, it always helps to kind of pre-register and get in there so you have hopefully the best experience by getting tickets.
Garth, when you retired from recording and performing in 2001, what did you do to keep your family from going crazy while you were retired? Because I know you're not the type of person to just sit on the couch and watch Judge Judy.
I got to tell you, man, if you're a parent of one child, two child, three, you get it that you're always busy no matter what you're doing. So your day would start every day about 5:30 or 6. You get your kids up, getting prepared to go to school. Someone's always going to forget something. You're going to have soccer practice. You're going to have track practice. You're going to have all the stuff going on. So by the time you lay down at night, you're pretty worn out. And that was every day for 16 years. So I got to tell you, I went back on the road so I could get some sleep.
So now that you're back on the road, what do you do to unwind?
You know, the main thing is being whatever Miss Yearwood needs me to be for her. She is so busy. She's gone a lot. So I spend a lot of time, my off time out here on the farm. And just get to drive around and tractor, dozer, knocking stuff down, just being a guy, and that's kind of what makes me happy.
I'm sure it's nice to have Trisha on tour and on stage with you performing.
Yeah, man, she's a doll, and good luck. Never make the mistake of trying to match wits with her because she will cut you to pieces. She's really sharp and really funny. So anytime you think you're going to out-funny her or get her on stage, she will turn it around so quick. And you're just sitting there blushing because she's just ripped you to pieces in front of everybody. She's great at that and does it all in great fun.
Along with touring, Trisha is in a production coming up Sunday called The Passion Live on Fox TV.
Yes, she does. And I can ask anybody that's watching, just pray for her because this is all live and these are all some of the biggest songs of our existence, you know, and also put on the biggest story of our existence too. So, she has all my strength to try not to cry while she's singing, because especially the part where Jesus is bringing the cross right in front of her. She's Jesus's mother in the story. She's Mary, so she's going to be bawling like a baby and still trying to sing too. So this ought to be pretty dramatic.
I'm talking with Garth Brooks, whose world tour makes a stop at the Fargo Dome on Saturday, May 7th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. at fargodome.com/Garth or 844-4-GARTH-B. Trisha also has her cooking show on the Food Network called Trisha's Southern Kitchen. So when you're in Fargo, maybe my wife could give her some hot dish recipes.
I like it, man. Anything that's new, she enjoys so much, and she'll be talking people's legs off about stuff that she's not familiar with and stuff because it inspires ideas. And then for me, it only makes me get bigger, unfortunately, you know. But I sure enjoy it. So we're looking forward to it. And everybody loves her to death, and they should. And this is going to be... it's going to be fun right here. It's going to be a good meeting.
Garth, last week you made an announcement on Facebook talking about new music, and you want your fans to be a part of this process. Explain that.
This is going to be awesome. You're going to get to see what a songwriting session is like. You're going to get to see that song from its seed go from there into the recording process, what that's like. And then even after the recording process and mixing and mastering, then you're going to get to see it go into manufacturing. And you're going to get to see it go all the way to where you guys pick it up in the store. So it's a pretty good little thing to do. And thank God for Facebook Live. They've got some good plans for it. And also just today's technology of being able to bring people along like that. This should be pretty sweet.
What do you think of social media since it wasn't around when you went into retirement?
Well, everything is good and bad. Everything has a good side and a bad side. And the great thing about social media is it kind of eliminates the walls between you and the people that allow you to be an artist. What I like is how quick everything moves on it, that you can let people know and all of a sudden everybody's informed, which used to take you forever. If you got half the people, now you can get to all of them and everybody's very well informed in minutes. So that's a cool thing for me. And as far as technology goes, like the internet and stuff, it's also makes the recording process a lot easier, makes the word getting out about the tour a lot easier. And then technology has made the tour a lot easier. You don't have to carry as much stuff and you get a lot bigger bang, you know, for not bringing around so much stuff.
I'm sure you're seeing second and sometimes third generation Garth fans in the crowd. What's that like?
I got to tell you, man, it feels fantastic. And the people that put the tickets on for this tour, they have data coming out of their ears. And they're confirming that 48%, they say half the building, are people that weren't even born yet when you were touring last. So it's neat to see the faces that you wanted to see again. And then right next to them is some kid that, you know, has never, ever seen Aerosmith, but yet both of those people know all the words to all the songs. That's flattering, humbling, and sure makes for a fun experience.
All right, the show is coming up on May 7th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m., only at fargodome.com/Garth, or you can call 1-844-442-7842. That's 1-844-4-GARTH-B. We wish you the best of luck, and we cannot wait to see you live.
Man, I cannot thank you enough. Eric, you look forward to seeing you there.